Welcome back to Mathy AI with Mike. Today, we're diving deep into a fascinating paper about the Hierarchical Reasoning Model, or HRM. With me is Algiba, an AI reasoning architect. Algiba, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure, Gukrux. I've been following the development of hierarchical reasoning models for a while now, and this paper presents a really interesting approach.
So, Mike at Mathy AI with Mike states that the HRM might be the first step towards AI that isn't just a simulation of intelligence. Do you agree with the statement?
Well, that's a strong claim, and I think it's important to be measured in our expectations. However, the HRM's architecture does represent a significant departure from the purely scaling approach we've seen dominating the field. The fact that it's inspired by the brain's own hierarchical organization, with high-level strategic planning and low-level execution, is a very promising direction.
Yes. COT is essentially forcing the LLM to externalize its thought process into the narrow channel of language. It's computationally expensive, data-hungry, and fragile. The HRM, on the other hand, performs reasoning internally, in a latent space, which is potentially much more efficient and robust. Imagine it like doing calculations in your head versus writing them all out on paper. The former is much faster once you've developed the skill.
So, this latent reasoning is key, right? The HRM uses a two-layered system for this.
Exactly. You have the high-level H module, which acts as the strategic planner, and the low-level L module, the fast executor. The H module provides context, and within that context, the L module rapidly explores solutions. It's a continuous feedback loop, but crucially, it's all happening with vector manipulation in a high-dimensional space, rather than token generation. This allows the model to focus on the core logic of the problem without being constrained by the limitations of language. Mike also brings up the concept of hierarchical convergence. He describes it as a way to achieve computational depth. Can you explain that a bit more?
Standard recurrent neural networks, RNNs, often struggle with either converging too quickly, thus limiting their depth of thought, or suffering from instability. The HRM tackles this with a clever trick. The L module runs for a set number of steps, stabilizing around a local equilibrium. Then, instead of letting it fade out, its final state is fed back to the H module, which updates the overall context. This new context essentially resets the L module, allowing it to explore a new phase of computation. This iterative process prevents premature exhaustion and enables much deeper reasoning. Think of it like a team working on a project. The high-level manager sets the goals, the team works on a specific task, reports back, and then the manager adjusts the strategy based on the team's progress.
That makes sense. Now, what about the training process? The article mentions that HRM avoids backpropagation through time, or BPTT. Why is that significant?
BPTT is notoriously memory intensive and computationally expensive, making it a bottleneck for training deep RNNs. The HRM uses a more efficient and biologically plausible method based on deep equilibrium models, or DEQ. This approach approximates gradients in a single step, avoiding the need to unfold the entire computational history. This significantly reduces memory consumption and makes training much more scalable. Furthermore, the deep supervision mechanism, where the model receives feedback after each full pass, stabilizes training. and acts as a strong form of regularization.